Good morning. My name is Alan Morgan.
What's your name?
Alan Morgan.
God Morgan. Yeah, the Alan Morgan.
And I have the privilege of leading this amazing team coming here this morning to share with you.
We are from with your attention that we are layer for the team is coming at Sinja or Jokun Morgan.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really a privilege to be here in your church this morning.
Takk fyrir at við komum vera hér til and framvegur aftur at vera hér í morgun.
We're going to start and have everyone introduce themselves, tell you where they're from.
Fyrst fer við at fortelja at kom kvar dei koma frá og so framt.
What they do on the ship and how long they've been on the ship.
Kos kvar dei ger on board og kos lunch dei hava veri on board.
Start. You come with me. Okay. As I've said, my name is Alan Morgan, and I have been on the ship with my wife Lynn for 2 years.
Yeah, the Alan Morgan. We have been on board a ship for 2 years.
We are from the United States.
We come from the USA.
And I have been serving on the ship as one of the crew doctors, so I help take care of the health needs on the ship.
So I have worked on board som lakne og have teached my altime som kom illa fyrir on board.
Yes, and as he said, my name is Lynn Morgan and we are from the state of Virginia.
I heiti Lynn Morgan og við koma úr Virginia og USA.
And this is our first and exciting time to be in the Faroe Islands. Thank you.
Hetta fyrst ferð við eru í Faroe.
And I serve in the clinic as well. Thank you.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, Adl.
My name is Sarah. I forgot my flag, but maybe you can kind of.
Sarah, we have glömt flagget, Jamar, men kanske att det höra var du kommer från.
I'm from Australia.
Är från Australia.
And I've been on the ship for 2 years.
We have been on board for 2 years.
And I am one of the bakers on board. I make the bread. Thank you for having me in your beautiful country. I am very blessed to be here.
Takk fyrir at eg kan vera í þessum vakra landi nú og er velsignað að vera hér.
My name is Anne-Marie Snijders. I'm from the Netherlands.
Yeah, Anna Snijders. We are from Holland.
And I was born behind the dike. I was born right after the sea, but there was a wall.
Oh, yeah. Født bænt attan fyr gýringarnar til havet.
And my father was not there because he was at sea.
Og pappa mín var ikki her, tí hann var á sjónum.
I feel very much at home here.
So I feel very much at home here.
And I'm on board as a chaplain.
Og on board som ein som chaplain. Kan vi ta først kom? A slags prester.
Hello, my name is Ingrid.
What is your name?
Ingrid.
Ingrid. Ingrid.
I am from Zimbabwe.
From Zimbabwe.
I have been serving on board Logos Hope with my husband.
We are very on board at Logos Hope, same with my husband.
So my husband Mike and I, we've been here for 4.5 years.
We are very on board with 4.5 years.
Yeah. And I work in people services.
Yeah, attachment our management on board.
And I guess we're from Zimbabwe, here's a flag.
We are from Zimbabwe, had the flag to Jochen.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Adl.
My name is Emil, and
my name is Noah.
And we're both from Germany.
We're both from Tyskland.
We both work in the engine department.
We're both in the machine room.
But only for 3 weeks now, because we joined in Dublin.
We're only on board for 3 weeks until we come on board in Dublin.
And I'll serve for at least 1 year.
We have been on board for minst 8 years.
And I will be around for at least 2 years.
We have been on board for minst 2 years.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Salome.
Good morning. Salome.
Yes.
Salome. Saloma.
Yeah. I've serving on board for 2.5 years now.
Yeah, we're on board 2.5 years now.
And I am from Switzerland.
Schweiz.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming here.
Yeah, good morning.
God morgon.
My name is Josie and I am from
Josie.
Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Fun fact about our flag is the only flag in the world that has two sides to it.
Ah, ta stottliga vi okkara flaggi er det einasta flaggi í verðinum sum hevur tvær síður sum ikki eru líka.
So I have been with the ship for 4.5 years in total.
So eg havi verið um borð í 4.5 ár samanlagt.
I came 13 years ago to serve 2 years.
Eg kom fyrir 13 árum síðan og var um borð í 2 ár.
And I thought I was done.
Og eg heldt at eg var liðugur við það.
But I was I saw a lot from the world by going with the Logos Hope.
Men eg sá so nei av heimen on við afara við Logos Hope.
And I heard that there are 3 billion people that have never heard about
Jesus. Og heyrði at hava 3 billion mennesjur sum aldrin hava høyrt Jesus.
And for me that was unacceptable. I knew I wanted to go back into missions.
Og fyrir meg var tað fullkomliga óacceptabelt, so eg mátti fara um borð aftur.
So I came back in 2023 and kept serving with the ships.
So eg kom aftur í 2023 og hava verið her so jam.
First as nurse, so Dr. Allen was my boss.
Fyrst sum ein sjúkrasystur, so Dr. Allen var stjórin hjá mér.
But then later I moved to a different department, which is the advanced preparations.
So men so tætna so fór eg til ein æra avdeling sum hevur við at fyrirøyka til her sum við ferra.
So we fly ahead of the ship 8 is the minimum amount of weeks and we prepare the port.
So vi færa framan undan að skipið kemur til havn og við gjerna 8 vikur så fyrirøyka við at skipið skal koma til havn.
So the Logos Hope, a lot of you know it as the Norrøna.
So Logos Hope, nekt av tikkun kjenna skipið som Norrøna.
Is already operating since 2009 and the goal is to share knowledge, help and hope.
Det er verið við visjonum og svo í 2019 og endamál er at lúta
knowledge, help and hope.
Vitan, hjálp og vón. Sorry.
Yeah, so the knowledge is through the books and through intercultural exchange.
Ja, so vitanin kemur gjøgnum bøkur og við at við hava samband við fólkinu í landi.
The help part we can do very different. We always see what is needed in the country and where can we help.
Og hjálpar arbeiði kan vera øllja vitt við hitja eftir kvart neiin út í landinu við koma.
In some countries we do eyeglass testing or we donate water purifiers because they don't have clean water.
Vi sum along ton so testa við eigin ja falche og ella koma við okkrun sum kan gera vatn rætt.
And in other places we just try to help out. For example, we do prison visits and we interact and talk to different people all around the world.
Og yrun stórun her fara við til dømis í land og vitja fangsul og annars hava samskifti við menneskini sum eru í land.
And the hope part is the most important. We want to share hope with the world.
Og pastorin sum við vón er tann viktigasti áttamann við ynskja at lúta vón til menneskir.
There's only one hope that we know is the lasting one and that is not shaken, and that is in God.
Og det er bare en vøn som vi vet kan holde av, kan man si, og det er vønen av Gud.
So for us, the Logos Hope is our floating home.
So for oss er Logos Hope vår flotende hjem.
We have our cabins, we have our space, our clothes, everything is with that ship.
Vi tar våra kömer och våra kläder och allt som vi äger här ombord.
And it's an honor to serve that way because we can go to the places and we can help those people that need help.
Ja, och tron är att tjäna hans lyckan hot. Då vi kunna färda till stå här som människor har att törva hjälp och hjälpa dem.
And at the same time we can tell everybody about like have fellowship with the churches all around the world, which is a privilege.
Samson så kunde ha fällskap vi samkommer om alla hem.
So we are 300 missionaries from over 60 different nations.
Så vi är 300 missionärer från Ivoris and Myra and Trush London.
And I could tell you a lot more, but we have a short time, so please come and talk to us after the service.
Jag kunde fortalt dig nek mer, men vi har inte snäggat toy, så kom ju tas vi och att han har mött.
Thank you for having us.
Tack för att ni kunde komma.
So I'm going to share a quick testimony with you guys.
If I load on my witness board, we take on.
I grew up in a Christian home with missionary parents.
Yeah, vaks upp I en tryggvänlig hem med föräldrar som var missionärer, troende.
The faith I had was not really my own, but something I rather got from my parents.
Tryggvän som jag hade var inte verkligen min, men något som jag hade ärvt från mina föräldrar.
So in school I started to learn and like science, where I got told that Jesus wasn't real and something made up by humans.
Well, I school on the light of wisdom, or think some at Jesus was not real, men något som var uppfunnet av människan.
So I started to doubt God and not live close to Him.
So I felt that I was God or. Lived ikke tatt sammen med honom.
And with time I realized that in this lifestyle there's no fulfillment.
Og vi tog inn så fann jeg til at han lyststøyleren hei kunne ikke fylla mitt liv.
So God pulled me close to him.
Så God han drog meg atter til søyn.
And I could see and feel his presence and him working in my life.
Og jeg kunne merke hans nærvære og hans virke I mine liv.
And this was really proof for me that he existed.
Og det ble veldig for meg at han var til.
So now I can see into science and nature and see him in every detail.
Og nå sitter han alle stedene her som jeg hittet.
And God started to also transform my life. So I could be a light to my friends at school and to my surroundings.
So jag kunde vara ett ljus för mina vänner och mina skolafällor.
And yeah, now I'm really happy to be here and to be closer to Jesus than I've ever been in my life.
Och nu är jag så glad för att vara här och vara tattare vid Jesus än när kan jag vara för livet.
And I'm also very thrilled to be here in the Faroe Islands and to serve God on board the Logos Hope.
Vi är ekla glada att ni är vara här I Faroe och tjäna Herren om board the Logos Hope.
If you have any further questions, you can come later to me and ask me about my story.
Och visst det har fler spurningar så är du välkomna att komma till mig och tala med mig.
Thank you very much.
Tack för det.
Good afternoon again.
Go on there in after.
A few weeks ago, I have retired as a pastor.
Fyrir nokkrum fáum vikum síðan so gavst eg sum pastor.
And I found that going towards retirement was causing me a lot of tension.
Og eg fann at hava ta afara og jøknum ímótur hesni at geva sum pastor gamar nek euro.
Because I was thinking, well, what is my calling when I'm retired?
So to you hooks I kvar skal gera ta I feri at geva sum pastor.
What shall I do?
Kvar skal gera?
Who am I?
Kvar eg?
There should be a PowerPoint now. Yeah, that's right. And So I studied some passages of scripture.
So
because I realized that many people wrestle with what is my calling. We are all called. Our primary calling is for all of us to be a child of God. But when you work on a ship or in a factory, then besides your secular calling, what is your spiritual calling?
Men tar du arbeid om en skip I et langt ærestene, så spørningen heter, hvert mot verlige kall?
And what is your calling as a church?
Og hvert tykkere kall som en samkomme?
So how can we manage to hear the voice of the Lord in seeing, in hearing, what is our calling?
Så hvordan kunne vi høre rødt gods og finne ut av hvert tykkere kall
And in order to do that, we will move to Isaiah 6, verse 1 till 8.
Og for å gjøre det, så får vi å lese et brot over Isaiah kapittel 6, fra vers 8 til 8.
And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away. And your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
Isaiah kapitel 6, fra vers 8 til, fra vers 8 til 8. Det jo Osias konger døye, sa I Herren Sita, og jeg vil jeg høre hun ha sett det. Og sløyp kapo hans av fylte tempelet. Serafar stod rundan om han, seks vantjer hei kvør, vi tvøymon fjallti han anlide, vi tvøymon fjallti han føtunar, og vi tvøymon flei han. Og tar rødt og kvør til annan, heilavur, heilavur, heilavur herren god herskærana, öll jøren full av dord hans av. Grunden under dorastøven og skalv tar vi råp i ljøveie, og huset fylltest av røyke. Ta seg I er, vei mer, ta ute vi mer, tog jeg maver vi avrøynen vørren, og jeg bygg vi mitt og I falske vi avrøynen vørren, og nå hever jeg og mine seg kongen, herren god herskerene. Men øyne av serafen hun flei iver til min, og I hånden I heie han glav, som han vi klova heie tidsje av alteren hun, Vi henne nærm han vid munnmån og sige, Hikk, hetta hevor nome vi varrar tøynar, skilt tøyn borstor, og bøtt fyrir sint tøyna. Så hørte jeg herran sia, Kvønskal senta, kvør vil bæra på fyrir okkon, og jeg sværa jeg, Herre, her jeg sendt med.
It starts with in the year that King Uzziah died. And the question is who was King Uzziah?
Så starta vi att säga att det är Uzziahs konger döje och spurningen är kvar var Uzziah.
There are so many kings in the Bible.
Det är så många konger I Bibeln.
Now King Uzziah lived or reigned I should say reigned, from 783 till 742 in Judah.
Conquering, so, oh, sorry.
So for a long time.
So conquering, Josiah, han rådde som konger I lengt tujarskai.
And in the beginning of his reign, things went very well.
Og I byrjan av kongadømi hans her, så gikk det ekvelig vel.
But when things go well with us, when we're successful, it's very easy to become proud.
Men tar det gonger vel I løven, så det ofta en frøsting av å bli stolt.
And pride entered the heart of Koning Uzziah.
Og stoltløgen kom inn I hjertet til Uzziah.
And what he wanted to do was that he wanted to burn incense on the altar of incense.
Og det som hendte var at han yngste at brenna røykelses altaren.
Now that was something that only the Levites, the priests, were allowed to do.
Og det var nækka som I gamla testamentet bæra levittaner og konganer, levittaner høyde løyvi a gjerra.
And so when the king tried to do it, the high priest, together with 80 priests, came up to him and said, King, this is not your responsibility.
So, tai han gjorde det, så kom hovedpresten, sammen med forsøren presten, opp til ham og satt vi han, hette ikke tøyen oppgave.
Now that was very courageous of those priests.
Og det var ekvelig at gjørst av hvis en presten måtte gjøre det.
But the king became very angry.
Men kongeren gjorde det over.
And while he was very angry, leprosy broke out on his face.
Og medan han var I røyesøyne, så breit svetaska ut I anledning hans herre.
And the priests had him to take out of the temple because people were with leprosy were not allowed in the temple.
So prestarna måtte taka han ut ur tempelen og tøy tæi sum hattu spedalsko var ikki life hattu ikki life vera mittil menneske.
And he had to live in a house isolated from the rest of the people.
So han måtte byggja ein hus isolerað frá restni av menneskin.
Now he lived for another 6 years.
Han livdi við 6 ár atræt.
But the sad thing was that he never repented from his pride.
Men han vände sig aldrig från stoltheten så innan.
So in the beginning of his reign, things went very well with Judah.
Så det gick ekvilja väl I början av kungadömet hans herre.
But then, when he became proud, things went downward.
Men då han gjorde stolthet så började det gänga nere backa.
And it says that in the year that King Uzziah died, so when things were going worse, that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, has an encounter with the living God.
So that stands that I to Ireland to Isaiah's concordia, to either where I were near it or so open bear I go to fear Isaiah's prophet.
And we read in verse 2, above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Og vi leser om at her stod sefarar rundan om ham, og tar høtt og vantjer, og alle røpte til ham, Heilaver, heilaver, heilaver Herren, god herskærene.
Now, Isaiah experiences the holiness of God.
Isaias, han opplever heilaleika Guds.
And the holiness of God is something we can't imagine. It is so high, so transcendent, so huge.
Det är så högt och så brett och så störst.
And when Isaiah experiences that, he experiences also his own smallness.
Och tar Isaias upplever det här så upplever han ösnen på så liten han är I sig själv.
His own sinfulness. His own sinfulness.
Hvordan syndafotler han er.
And so he exclaims, Woe me! I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of an unclean people.
Og han sier, Vøy mer til utøve mer, to jeg en maver vi avrøyne varron, og jeg bygg vi middelfalk vi avrøyne varron.
But the God of the Bible is not only a God who is far away, who is holy.
Men endamålet ved Bibelen ikke at vise åkken en god som bare lengt vekk og heilav.
He can also come very close to us.
Han kan øsne komme ekkelig tatt til åkken.
He's a God of grace.
Han en nøyefotler god.
And the altar stands for the reconciliation between God and men.
Og altar representerer for åkken sattargerna mittelen god og mennesker.
And on the altar, animals were being sacrificed so that blood was spilled and so that atonement could take place.
So I hasn after on so were jour offraye so as a blow mot to flota or sotar jer kunde geras the middle and mennishne or gut.
And what Isaiah experiences is that a coal is being taken from the altar and it touches his lip. It is symbolic because it's not a magical coal.
Og det som Sajas upplever at angelen teker en glow av altaren og nemer vi varar hansara som en mynda tala til at altaren var ikke her fysiskt.
And Isaiah himself can do nothing. He just is there.
So.
He can do nothing. He's just
so
there.
So Sajas, han kunde ikke gjøre, han var bare her.
But probably he had a feeling like,
men kanske har han hans känslan av att vara modlös.
A feeling that his unworthiness, his fear, his anxiety leave him and he's able to stand.
Och kanske upplever han detta här för från honom hans ötte och hans att han inte dör till näka.
It also implies that he can be pure in the midst of a people that are unclean.
Och där vill jag också att vi kunde vara rein mittemellan människor som är orein.
And I would like to present the question before us.
We just that we skulle spyrja okkun sjálvan and spurning í morgun.
Do we know an encounter with the holiness of God?
Kenna vit og hava vit uppleva Guds heilagleika?
What we see in our time is that there's a movement towards, well, God loves you. Jesus loves you. God is always with you. And we forget about the holiness of God.
Det som vi upplever i akkurat tøy at trenden at vi tar som en god som elskar okkon, som alltid vi okkon, men vi glömmer at visa av heilaløyga Guds.
But what happens when we lower the standard of the holiness of God?
Men det som händer tar vi till lacka standarden för Guds heilaløyga.
We also lower the necessity of Jesus to die on the cross.
Så lacka vid eisne törven av att vi skulle ha en Jesus som måtte dodja en kross.
Because if the holiness of God is not important anymore,
då om heilaløyga Guds ikke hever tøytning langer,
we don't take sin seriously.
So taka við ikki synd alvarligt.
We don't take sin seriously anymore in our own lives.
Vi taka ikki synd alvarligt í okkara eigna lívi.
But also sins in the culture around us.
Og heldur ikki syndina í kulturunum og samfélaginum rundan um okkum.
And there was a German theologian called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Perhaps some of you have heard about him.
Ta var ein tyskur teologur sum er Bonhoeffer.
He died in the Second World War in a prison camp.
Han døde i 1700-tallet og i
concentrationslager. Yeah. And he has written a book and it's called Cheap Grace.
Og han har skrivit en bok som kallas Cheap Grace, altså billig nåde.
When we lower the standard of holiness in our thinking,
ta vi lakka standarden av heilaløyga og i okkara hugsnarotte.
It lowers the necessity of grace in our lives.
Så lakka vi øysne nevendighetene av nøye og i løyvi okkara.
And in a way it lowers the love of God and what it cost God to send Jesus to this world.
Og så lakka det øysne kærløyga Guds og hva det kostar i Guds å senda Jesus i andan heim.
But when we really realize the holiness of God,
men tøy við sucha Guds heilaleika,
then we become aware of God's greatness and our smallness, just like Isaiah did.
Tøy við sucha Guds stórur Gud og Guds lítil við sjálvi eru.
And I would like to present a question to you.
So vil eg gjarna spyrja tykkum ein spurning.
When was the last time that you really had an encounter with the holiness of God.
Kvært nervar heyr til seinast nær møtte du seinast heilaliga Guds utan lov.
When was the last time that you really asked God for forgiveness for a sin that you had done?
Kussu nervar ta seinast at du verliga ber Gud um fyrigeving for ein synd du lovna.
Now I preached this sermon in the Netherlands and one of the people said I ask forgiveness every day.
Og eg tala henta her boskapen í Holland og ankur sværa í Tagerie kvønda.
And of course this is good because Jesus himself teaches us to pray forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
Og tær gott og Jesus lærir okkum at biðja fyrirgeva okkum syndir okkara so sum vit fyrirgeva öðrum.
But when we always speak to God in general terms about that.
Men David alltid tosa við Gud um synd bara sunna generelt.
It's like being married with someone.
So er sum að vera giftur við onkrum.
And someone asks you, do you still love your wife, your husband?
Og tú spist onkur spyrð ekkun, elskar tí framvegis mann tóin ella konna?
And we say, of course, I'm married.
Og tú segir ja, sjálvandi við er gift.
But when we really love our partner,
men tar vi verkligen älska våra partner
or our girlfriend or boyfriend
drunk och gento,
we should say I love you.
Så jag vill att säga ord att och säga jag älskar dig.
I love you because
jag älskar dig toy så.
Yeah. So when was the last time that you really asked forgiveness for something specific to the Lord God?
So när var det senast att du välja be om förgivning för gode för något som du har gjort?
I will give an example from my own life.
Jag vill ge att det kan att döma från min egna liv.
I was telling you about my retirement.
Jag fortalte dig om att jag skulle ge vad som präster.
And that I felt stressed about it.
Och jag kände oro i samband med det.
And I was wondering why do I feel so stressed about it?
We hooks I kvi have is has a urag we live in.
What is it?
Ka elta.
And I was seeking the Lord about it.
We sakti haran.
And I read this passage.
We las hetta versen.
And I thought it is related to the very fact that when people ask me, what do you do?
Og eg hugsa at ta tui hetta ættin relaterar til hetta at ta folk spyrja meg kvært gestu.
I can answer them I'm a pastor and I'm a special pastor because I'm a pastor of a Dutch Arabic church plant.
Og eg kan seia við tei prestur og ein særligur prestur tøy ein prestur hjá einar hollenskar og einar arabiskar samkomu.
And when people hear that they're interested is there immediately.
Og tæi folk høyrir at her, so er dei ahu á beina veg.
Even non-Christians are interested.
And ta folk sum ikki kenna Jesus.
And so I could walk around like here am I.
Og eg kunnu ganga rundt og sjá her er eg.
It had very much become part of my identity.
Og tæi er blivin ein pastor á mínum samleika.
And in a way God was asking me, are you willing to give up that part of your identity and to surrender it to me?
Og Gud spurte meg verli, du til reiar at geva handan pastin at hun samleika upp og ivergeva det til meg?
Because I want to be the foundation of your identity.
Tu er einski at vera grundalei under hun samleika.
But when a realization like that comes to us,
men ta i vid suchetta,
a call of the altar of Jesus Christ can come to us.
So kan ett kall från altare Guds komma till oss.
Because when Jesus died on the cross, it was like an eternal altar.
Då tar Jesus dog på korset så var det ett evigt offer.
That is always there to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Som alltid är här att fyrgeva okkon syndir okkara och rensa okkon från allar orättvis.
And when we confess our sins, Jesus says, I'm so happy that you came.
Og tar vi til hjotta senter okkara, så er Jesus, så sier Jesus, jeg er så glad for deg at du komst.
This is why I've died. This is why. Why I've died on the cross.
Og han sier, til jeg tog at jeg døg av krossen.
Yes, you are forgiven.
Yes, til er og fyrigiven.
I am with you.
Jeg er vitt ikon.
I love you.
Jeg elsker ikon.
And the moment I confessed it, and I confessed it also to my husband, we prayed about it together.
Og ta jeg jotta i hettar, æsne i fyr mannen munnen.
Peace came back into my heart.
Så kom frieren atter inn i mitt hjärsta.
And God wants to meet us with his holiness.
Og God ønsker at møte okkom vi så innan høylaløyga.
But the special thing with Isaiah,
men det særlige vi Isaias,
is that then in verse 8, it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me.
Er at i vers 8 så stendet det at ta seie Herren vi med.
Verse 8.
Ja. Så hørte jeg Herren sia, hvem skal jeg sende? Hvor vil jeg bære på for åkken? Og jeg sverer jeg, her jeg sendt meg.
When we realize the holiness of God,
tar vi such a heilalega Guds,
and that we can be forgiven,
og at vi kunne være fyrigiven,
we are able to hear the voice of the Lord.
Så vi til røyer at høyre rødt Guds.
It says, then I heard the voice of the Lord.
Det stender at ta hørte jeg rødt Guds.
And God asks, whom shall I send?
Og Gud spyr, hvem skal jeg sende?
Does he know the assignment?
Kjenner han oppgavene?
Does he know how much time and money and energy it will involve?
Vet han hvordan det var tøy og energi og penger han skal bruke til dette?
No.
Nei.
Nothing like that.
Han vet ikke om det.
But his heart is willing because he's in tune with God's spirit.
Men hans hjärta är till röjar till han har samband vid anda Guds.
He is not hindered anymore because his environment is unclean.
Det är inte han långt till hans omkvarv är orent.
And it shows that our sense of calling is directly related to an experience with the holiness of God.
Och att det visar oss att det är att at okkara kall hefur bænlega samband vi okkara upplevelse av Guds heilalega, eller anda Guds.
Jesus says that the fields are white for harvest.
Jesus sier at skoreren til røyar, at vi hestaur.
But do we see it?
Men sucha vi det?
Do we experience it?
Upplever vi det?
In Ephesians 4, we read that Paul is in prison.
Vi i Efesos brev kapitel 4 läser vi att Paulus är i fängelse.
And he says in verse 1.
Och här säger han i vers 8.
As a prisoner for the Lord then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. And then he continues with, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, and so on.
Ja, sier i amene tekon tui, er fengen i herranon, at liva kattle non verdia, som tid vore kattle i vi, og så fram vujar jo tåser om eimjukløyga, spekfer, lengme, og så fram veis.
When we live out our calling, we should never do it like this.
Ta vid liva okkara kattle ut, så skulle vi omgande gjøre det så lai.
But do you realize that Paul wrote this while he was in prison?
Paulus skriver detta medan han var i fängelse.
He does not ask for deliverance from his prison situation.
Han ber inte om att vara lösläten ur fängelset.
But he writes, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Men han säger, jag amener till och ädjer dig till att leva kallen och värdiga som tidigare kallar vi.
Now what happened when Paul was in prison? What did he do?
Vad hände när Paulus var i fängelse? Vad gjorde han?
Anyone know it?
Ja, kanske som vet.
It's very quiet.
Det är väldigt still.
Yeah? He wrote letters.
Han skriva I brev.
Letters which we still have in the Bible.
Le brev som vi framvis har I Bibeln I dag.
Letters which still speak to us.
Brev som I dag talar till oss.
So even though there was a huge transition in his life of him going to prison.
Och skolt om det var en stor brytning I livet hans här affär I fängsel I fängelhus.
He still was able to practice his calling, only it changed.
Så var han framvis röjar att utinna sitt kall, det bröttes bara.
And I would like to finish with something you might remember.
Jag får att nämna något som du kanske minnast.
This is a jar.
Detta är ett ojlät.
And you must imagine that it has 1,000 fleas in it.
Och det skulle fyra stilla att det kunde att det är 8,000 flower I glasen.
And scientists were measuring how high do the fleas jump.
Och de som huggde ät och de matade och kossi I högt och I hessa flowerna.
And so what is the average height?
Så kvärt är hatten, tjadar man.
And the next step in the experiment
Och det nästa I dessa röntgen
was that they put a lid on the jar.
Är att de put kort och ett lock och ylade.
And so the fleas were jumping, but they couldn't get higher.
Så jag ser, det var nog vara gräshoppnare, där hoppade upp, men där kom inte högre än upp till locket.
And very quickly they learned that they could only jump like this.
Og ekkert kjøtt så lærte der at her kunne ikke hoppe langere enn det avvist.
The next step in the experiment was that they took away the lid again.
Og det neste I røntene var at de tok og låtje vekk etter.
But what happened? The fleas remained jumping like this.
Men det som hendte var at græshoppen der hoppet og bæret opp til her som det var vennere hoppet opp til.
They couldn't jump like this anymore.
Tær hoppa og ikki ur glasen og longer.
Now we all face obstacles in our lives.
Vit uppliva at motgang til lívinu.
Transitions.
Breaking guy.
Retirement.
Vit blø eldri og skulu gevast til arbeiði.
Difficult relationship.
Trouble samband við mennesjir.
Disappointments.
Skuffelser.
And they are like a lid.
Og alt dette som et låk.
And many of us have the experience that, okay, I can't jump higher than this because of this experience.
Og mange av oss opplever dette og venner oss vidt her, vi kunne ikke hoppe hakkere enn et avvist.
But Jesus wants to take away the lids in our life.
Men Jesus ønsker å ta vekk låkene I livet vårt.
So that we can jump high.
Så vi kan leipa høyt opp.
And so that we can be part of his mission.
Så vi kan vara en pastor av hans tjänst eller mission.
The fields are white for harvest.
Marsnar är klarar att hästa.
Here on the Faroe Islands.
Här I Färjön.
But also worldwide.
Men också runt om allan heimen.
And will you become part of that mission?
Og spurningen vil du være en pastor av tøy misjonene?
Will you try to discover your calling so that as a Christian you can jump high?
Kanst du først to at røyne å finne til hva det tøyt kall så la seg to kanst leipa høyt?
So that when you hear the voice of the Lord, whom shall I send?
Og sånn du tar du høyre rødt herren som sier hvem skal jeg senda?
That you can say, here am I.
Og du kan sier, her jeg, send meg.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, but also a God of love.
Fader, vi takkar dig att du är en helig god, men också en älskande god.
And thank you that in sending Jesus Christ to this world, you've made that visible.
Takk for at du sendte Jesus til hendene hjem, så prekva du til.
We have seen you on this earth.
Vi har sett deg I hendene hjem.
We have seen Jesus practicing grace and truth.
Vi har sett Jesus som ut inte nåje och sannolika.
And Father, forgive us when we lower, when we forget about the standard of holiness in our lives.
Och Herre, fyrgev och kunta vi lacka standarden för tiden heilalika och liv i åkara.
When we treat our your grace in a cheap way.
Ta vi det tacka nåje tyna och ta att hon är böjlig.
When we forget what it cost you to send your son to the cross.
Ta vi glömma det som det kostar i tär att sända att son till att dödja.
And especially when things go well with us, it is so easy that pride enters our hearts.
Och Herre, särskilt att det gånger och kommer väl i livet så är det så kött att vi blir stolt.
Father, help us to see it when it happens.
Och Herre, hjälp oss att sucha att det händer.
And help us to confess it to you and to be forgiven.
Och hjälp oss att hjärta att fyrt här och vara fyrtgiven.
Because Lord, it is our longing that we can jump high for you.
Du har vid landjast efter att hoppa högt upp för dig.
It is our longing that we are part of the mission of your kingdom in this world.
Har vid landjast efter en pastor av tunar mission i hans hem.
And Lord, help us to take our place in that.
Har hjälp oss att ta akkurat plats i dig.
Thank you for the receptivity here on the island for the Locus Hope.
Herre, tack för det här välkomst som vi har mött här i Färjön för Locus Hope.
And Lord, may it help to become part of your worldwide mission.
Och låt detta vara en steg till att ta vara en lot pastor av tunnare hemsomfattande mission.
In praying and perhaps in going.
Vi ber Herre att ta i vid kanske färra.
Please help us to hear your voice in our lives.
Jag på kan så höra tvina rött och löv jagara.
We thank you for who you are.
Vi tackar dig för hur kvar du är.
We want to praise you with our lives.
Jag vill inte att prisa dig, vi löv jagara.
Amen.
Amen.